This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news for July 8th. The pastor of Happy Home Church in Nakina is being held on underage sex charges in South Carolina. Devin Carroll, age 22, was arrested by Conway police on charges of attempting a lewd act and third degree having sexual activity with a minor between ages of 14 and 16. He's being held under $30,000 secured bond. Darlington Deputy Devin Mason was laid to rest this afternoon at Williamson's Crossroads Church Cemetery. The Evergreen native and West Columbus graduate was killed in the line of duty on July 1st in Darlington County, South Carolina. Mourners and supporters lined the procession route before and after the funeral service at West Columbus High School. Another deputy who was shot in the ambush is recovering. The suspect's mother and girlfriend now face charges in the case. The suspect died in the shootout with law enforcement. We have more on this story on our website. 10 people, including 2 children, were hurt in a chain reaction crash in Whiteville on Sunday. Whiteville police said a Dodge truck collided with a minivan on Powell Boulevard and Oliver Street. It pushed the van into one vehicle. That vehicle, in turn, struck a fifth vehicle, which collided with a Tesla. 2 children were airlifted to UNC hospitals with critical injuries. Look for more on this story on our website. 2 masked men broke into the Crossroads Pharmacy in Whiteville early Friday. Whiteville police said the men wore face coverings and dark clothing. They stole multiple medications after disarming the security system. Tropical Storm Chantal brought sometimes torrential rains to Columbus County on Saturday night into Sunday. Ditch and nuisance flooding was reported throughout the area, while Cerro Gordo saw several roads actually closed due to high water, as well as a number of homes that had some water damage. In Lumberton, flooding is still going on, with a Walmart store having had a foot of water inside it at one point on Monday. Flood warnings have been issued to the Cape Fear and Lumber Rivers. The storm has caused catastrophic flooding from Southern Pines to Mebane, with roads and driveways being completely washed out and a number of major bridges seeing serious damage. Interstate 40 has several sections that are closed due to scouring and overwash. Dozens of people had to be rescued by boat in Chapel Hill due to flash flooding. Now, if your Class C driver's license has expired, you have a 2-year grace period, courtesy of a new law. Chronic backups at DMV license offices statewide led the General Assembly and Governor Josh Stein to agree on the move. Now, if your license expires between July 1st, that's last week, and December 31st of 2027, you have a total of 2 years before it will be counted against you as being an expired license. Now, the law does not apply to revocations, commercial or specialty licenses. You still have to get those taken care of. Archie Cumbie, a native of Crusoe, will be the featured speaker Saturday at the Southeastern Genealogical Society meeting. Cumbie published a genealogy book about the island and its families. He also works to preserve the history of Crusoe. Meeting is Saturday at 2 p.m. at Whiteville Missionary Alliance Church. Everyone is welcome. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.